Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is reviving the weekly presidential address. White House officials say it will be produced in a variety of forms. For the first one, he called a woman in Roseville, California. Michelle Volkert had lost her job last summer. The president expressed his concern and described his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. He also said again he hopes there can be 100 million vaccinations in 100 days.
Well, I think we're going to get 100 million shots in the next 100 days in people's arms.
I finally got my parents an appointment. They're getting their vaccines today.
Oh, great. Great.
The White House says the conversation is part of an effort to help Biden communicate directly with Americans. He's largely limited his travel because of the pandemic. Concerns over potential extremism in the U.S. military are prompting Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to order stand-downs within the next 60 days. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
In a memo signed Friday, Austin directs commanding officers and supervisors to select one day to incorporate sessions focusing on what behaviors are not allowed among service members and the procedures for reporting suspected or actual extremist behaviors. The news that both veterans and active duty members were arrested after the January 6th siege at the Capitol has raised the alarm about extremism in the military. The order follows a meeting with military leaders earlier in the week. Austin says that while he believed the amount of service members who adhere to such ideologies is small, it is not as small as anyone would like. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
The Wyoming Republican Party voted overwhelmingly yesterday to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Trump. They also called on her to resign. An investigation into the European Union's Border and Coast Guard Agency alleges it's been meeting with unregistered lobbyists against EU rules. The agency is called Frontex. Terry Schultz has more on the story.
The transparency NGO, the Corporate Europe Observatory, and German public broadcaster ZDF have published an investigation containing documents received through Freedom of Information requests covering the years 2017 to 2019. Frontex is already facing accusations of illegally blocking migrants and refugees. This probe was focused on whether Frontex was complying with EU law to meet only registered lobbyists, and if not, who those unregistered lobbyists represented. The agency told EU lawmakers it met only lobbyists listed in the EU's transparency register. But the observatory and ZDF say they found more than 70% of groups Frontex met were not registered, and that some were selling weapons or potentially repressive technology. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
You're listening to NPR News. Thousands of people marched across Myanmar again today to protest last week's military takeover. They're demanding civilian control be returned and their elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi be freed. The demonstrations took place despite an internet blackout. Activists had been using social media to organize. The military rulers say they'll hand over power after new elections, but don't say when that might happen. The entire 2021 women's NCAA basketball tournament will be played in and around the San Antonio area. Texas Public Radio's Steve Short reports.
In an effort to create a safe environment for student athletes, coaches, and everyone else associated with the championship, all 64 teams will play in five venues around the area in the first round. They include the Alamo Dome, the University of Texas at San Antonio Convocation Center, the Bill Greehey Arena at St. Mary's, the University Event Center at Texas State in San Marcos, and the Frank Irwin Center at the University of Texas at Austin. The second round will be played at the three San Antonio venues. The remaining rounds will all be played in the Alamo Dome. The tournament tips off on March 23rd. The championship game is April 4th. No decision has been made on fan attendance. For NPR News, I'm Steve Short in San Antonio.
Former heavyweight boxing champ Leon Spinks has died. His family said he died Friday night. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Spinks had recorded one of the biggest upsets in boxing when he defeated Muhammad Ali in 1978. Leon Spinks was 67. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.